Faster and faster. The rate of economic and social change driven by technological progress is accelerating. This has been masked in productivity and other statistics by platform switching costs imposed by a mix of aspirational and actual monopolists. Hal Varian, now at Google, actually wrote the book on this strategy, Information Rules. The closed ownership model of open societies has dangerously misspent what should have been their competitive advantage. The simple solution in front of all of us is that open economics function best with open ownership models. This is not a trivial issue. The society which supports the fastest sustainable economic growth rate is likely to be the one which dictates the rules to all others. This is not a game. This is the only game that matters in the long run. The first piece of the puzzle is that if we like open societies, we need open ownership structures. By open, we don't mean transparent, but free. Free in that the intellectual resources are not owned by anyone. They are open, like the code of the Crown Project. Open ownership can also be thought of as shared ownership. The intellectual property of the society belongs to all the members of the society. Intellectual property is treated as emergent, coming from an individual as a result of his or her daily interactions with the social fabric, such that it is idiotic to make any sort of causal statement attributing anything wholly and irreparably to any given individual. If we were to freeing intellectual property in this way, it would be open to be utilized by whomever could put it to best use. By creating the best use and fighting off competitors, we might expect to achieve greater economic efficiency by avoiding the monopoly rents universally pursued by software companies. The sharing economy, which has been created so far, is a strange sort of half-breed. It seeks monopoly rents and openness. An actual sharing economy would be one which succeeded through best use, not by not seeking to underprice services, get lock-in, and then extract monopoly rents. Within our societies as a whole, this may just be a dream, but within the open source software community, this best use competitive model is already the reality. We either learn to run faster and faster, or we fail. All together now. The key to moving faster and faster still is in how we work together as individuals. An individual may not own the code, and we may seem to be de-emphasizing the individual, but this would be a misunderstanding. The value of an individual won't be in what they know, but how they work and learn. In a world moving faster and faster, how takes priority over what? Methods dominate matter. They iterate, accelerate, and compound. This is the world we envision at Crown, and in the shared imagination of the team, we balance behaving as if this were so with the very different realities of today. Today, there are basically two forms of how things are done. Either you are an employee with all the pros and cons, or you work for yourself. The corporate employee model is being challenged due to the well-known weaknesses the corporate form inherited from the feudal world which gave it birth. One of the weaknesses of the feudal system was centralization of power, and corporations have mirrored this weakness. This is an easily understandable and avoidable system design flaw, but to avoid this error of centralization in the Crown Project, we need to create a new form. Just as we will seek to create a distributed system, and we already have a distributed team of individuals, we need to think about how we accomplish the additional task of creating distributed and open teams, so that at some point there is no core team, just different Crown teams. As we extend a symbol of the feudal system to a software platform where our goal is that no one and everyone has the crown, the irony is not lost on us. Acceleration will place a premium not on accomplishment, but the ability to complement others, not with words, but with skills, independent, but collaborating through a distributed platform. But we aren't there yet. There is no doubt that the world is slowly moving to a decentralized sharing economy model where individuals and teams trade directly with other individuals, with platforms as intermediaries which offer a full range of applications supporting an effective and secure exchange of these goods and services. The question is just how these platforms which enable sharing will be structured and owned. Will the platforms themselves be shared in open enterprises, taking the transformation to its logical conclusion? Part of the proposition of the Crown Project is to take the sharing economy to this logical conclusion, or at least to experiment with one potential solution. Crown is a startup. Startups are just people, a team with a dream. Their task is to develop an idea into a business. But even if the founders, the dreamers on a team, build a business, the business is often dependent on them and the idiosyncrasies of that initial dream. Their imagination lacks power if it isn't shared and open, lacks power if it is idiosyncratic and closed. Crown is a startup in a sense, but it is also an open and shared business, which is a new and different breed of business startup. By utilizing shared public key infrastructures, peer-to-peer networking, and open source technologies, platform startups can be formed which are not driven by a short-term profit maximization motive like the traditional corporation. Startups like Crown can be formed where the economic incentive for participants in the platform is to increase the value of a limited supply of digital tokens by creating uses for the token. No one owns the platform which creates the value, but anyone who owns the tokens or uses the services which it can be traded for is an interested party who has an incentive to make the platform more efficient. Because no one owns the platform, it does not need to produce returns or rents for itself. There is an incentive for the platform in these new startups like Crown to be as low cost and efficient as possible, as opposed to the incentive to create lock-in and extract rents in the traditional system. The returns which would have gone to shareholders of the platform in the traditional model go to the businesses and customers operating on the platform in the Crown open sharing model. The competitive advantage of the platform isn't in the returns that it provides itself, but the opportunities it offers to those who use it. Creating use creates value. This open sharing model is still a capitalist model. It relies on the profit motive, not idealism, but profits and the prospects of returns are distributed differently than in a traditional startup. No one gets a salary, and there may never be any full-time employees. The value of the token is driven up by sharing ideas and building community, as opposed to hoarding shares and playing games with patents and capital stacks. And lock-in really isn't possible since all the code is open source. You just have to be better and run faster. Although Crown is just a startup, we believe that the business model emerging from different cryptocurrency projects is a better business model for society because of the heightened competition inherent in open and distributed teams and code. If nothing else, by removing the requirement for extraordinary returns to the platform itself, which behave like a tax on the economy at large, the crypto-based startups could provide the basis for a higher sustainable economic growth rate for the society, which is open to this approach. There is also a startup where access is the opposite of exclusive. Anyone can buy tokens, operate nodes, and contribute design ideas and code. This new model of startup is just bringing democracy to business, whatever labels we may put on it. It has just taken a few hundred years since the arrival of modern democratic governments for a technologically enabled form of democracy to displace feudalism in corporations. This is just the evolution of democracy and capitalism, extending human agency, and in doing so, mobilizing information, increasing opportunity, and improving material well-being. Old story, new form.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.